Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd's one of those guys that can apply his experience along with the fact that he's always thinking ahead. He's always trying to come up with the next idea. And then he's also very much a collaborator. You know, you've got T and George Godsey and George Warhop, and those guys all bringing all these ideas to the table, and those guys working together. To me, sometimes a young coach does a good job of that. Sometimes an experienced guy understands the value of that and is able to utilize his people really well around him.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato, Nola McGraw behind the glass. Coming up at 12:15, we'll count some money, play a little buy or sell. But right now, getting you some news from the Nest, and some news has come out here during the break, according to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. Says sources say that the Ravens and offensive coordinator Todd Monken are finalizing a contract extension. And we talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. Not really surprised by that, but are you expecting Todd to potentially be the highest paid OC in football? What are we looking at here?
Well, they've had the number one offense all year long by far. Who else? I would expect it. Now, Cordell, let me ask you this. Because you're out there all the time, you know, like at practices when we're allowed to be out there and everything. Your impressions of Monken on the field?
I like him. He's hands-on. He's not afraid to get on anybody. He's not afraid to give his input. He does delegate. He lets coaches, you know, do their thing. But he's not afraid to jump in if he doesn't see something that he likes. I think he's a really sharp guy. I think he's self-aware. I like Todd. I like Todd. I think he calls a good game. Everybody has their flaws. You know, I think in some of the two-point plays and some of the short yardage ones, sometimes the calls can be a little better. But overall, you can't ignore the fact that this team, in the offense specifically, has gotten better with Todd Monken these last 2 years. Lamar's development has skyrocketed over the last 2 years with Todd Monken. I think that tells you all you need to know. He's empowered Lamar. He's given him the keys to the car. And Lamar has rewarded him with most likely back-to-back MVP seasons.
Yeah. The difference from year one to year two, just watching him at training camp and OTAs and all that stuff, it seemed like year one, he had to also teach the coaches, you know, what he wanted. This year, you know, Greg Lewis and T-Mart, they all know, so he can be more hands-offish. But when he needs to jump their ass or whatever, we've seen it. So, and I like his – I think he's very creative, you know, often, and he knows – I think probably the best thing about Todd is – lets his players do what they do well. And he knows what they do well. And he puts them in those situations. So, yeah, I think it'll be great stability for the organization because that offense is humming, and they work well together. Lamar, he, T. Martin, it works.
Nolan, how you feeling about a Todd Monken extension?
It's kind of a unique situation for the Ravens. How often do you have this level of success on offense and your coordinator doesn't get poached? Mm-hmm. Now, he's had the interest. It's not like he hasn't had any interviews at all, but when has he ever, last year or this year, been considered a top guy for one of the jobs he interviewed for, or a finalist where it was coming down to him and one other person and we really thought he was going to be leaving? I don't know. He's interviewed. He's obviously interested to some level, but I kind of wonder if he wants to deal with all that extracurricular stuff that comes with being a head coach. Is he content with just being, you know, locked into OC, which he does very well and he's proven he can do very well? Does he want to deal with the headache that comes with all the other stuff?
Well, I could answer that for you. It's yes. But the thing is where he gets hosed the last 2 years, Norm, is I don't think he's gotten a chance to get in front of the people interviewing him other than on a Zoom call. And how fair is it for a guy to have his interviews on Thursday after practice and you're playing in, you know, you're getting ready to play Buffalo? You know, it's not, and he's got to, you know, you got to go from practice to go on a Zoom call to talk. You know, I got no time to spend to get ready for that interview. So to me, it's not fair to him. And if he could get in front of people face to face, that would probably be more beneficial. But when you're in a position that the Ravens are, he's never going to get that. And I think, you know, having Pete Carroll going to be 74 in the fall, more older guys, I think, are going to get more opportunities. And I could see, Todd, if they, you know, win again and keep winning and keeps doing, he's going to keep getting interviews.
I do wonder if he, like you're saying, you know, the Pete Carroll thing, I think it helps Pete Carroll, obviously, that he's Pete Carroll and his resume speaks for itself.
No doubt.
But, you know, when you're Todd Monken and you're looking for that first head coaching gig at this age, I don't know how much that probably goes against him or what, but I agree the fact that the Ravens are always in it this time of year. He's got to do these Zoom interviews after practices or at late night. That doesn't help him at all. And then I remember there were fans upset that he didn't do what Cliff Kingsbury is doing, which is also in a unique situation because he's still getting paid by Arizona as a head coach. And he has probably the best young quarterback in the NFL right now. Why Cliff Kingsbury took the route of, I'm not going to interview for any jobs until we're out of the postseason. Todd, if he did that, I mean, is he take? If I'm Todd Monken, I'm sorry. I get that this 1 of 32. I don't want to go be the head coach of the Saints where I could just be the offensive coordinator for Lamar Jackson and these guys and be in it every year. As opposed to going to New Orleans where you're in cap hell, you've got no talent. And you're a lame duck just waiting to be fired a year or two from now. I just don't know how beneficial that is for him.
I would say this. If I'm Todd Monken and I'm interviewing, kind of like the Commanders yesterday. You know, hey, if I win, nobody expects. You know, like, if I get a head coaching job, fine. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I got an awesome job.
Right.
I'm not really looking. So I can go in there and be myself. I can... You know, I'm not pressured where, damn, I got to get this hit. No, I got a great job.
Yeah. And he's got a, and I think he's got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball, which makes it seem like you'd imagine this isn't going to flame out anytime soon. Like, you don't get the vibe that this thing is running its course or they've reached their peak and they're about to plateau.
No.
I get the sense that they can still ascend. There's still room for growth. In this offense, there are things that they haven't tapped into yet. Year one with Henry was great. I would expect year two is probably going to be just as good.
Well, I think it'll be what the thing that it will be better for them is OTA's minicamp. They're not all kind of feeling, you know, what can Derek do? What can't Derek do? They know what he can do. Now they can expand on that. So I expect even more stuff. And then the other things, Cordell, is, all right, you know what I wanted to ask Harbs? What percent did they think Keaton Mitchell was this past year? All right, because They've got 100% Keaton Mitchell next year, mm-hmm. which is different than what they had. So they're going to have more things.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they can create this offseason.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.